you know, substructure ratings of 3, and it's basically they're losing the material that they're founded on. Okay, so there's concerns with failure based on essentially they're not having anything to support them. They are repairable though, and Devin and I have discussed at length, you know, the means of repairing them. These are not take them out, rebuild. Okay, as a general rule, these are not tear them out. These are just there needs to be a concerted effort. They need to be elevated to a point, at least the ones that have the poor condition or the fair condition need to be elevated, and plans need to be developed to repair those. And I believe Devin is, in our conversation, he's already started that plan. So it's just more to highlight that we need to be focusing on these. You don't want to lose one. It's just nobody's interest to lose one. And it isn't traffic that's typically going to cause them to fail. It's just a continued deterioration, and I'm going to be real honest. Around here, it's drift that's going to collect on a bridge, and it's got nothing to sit on, nothing to hold it down. Water keeps, you know, washing out under there. You're going to lose the structure. It's happened before, and I just don't want you to lose that investment you made. So that's why I put that together. The next one on the list is Sam Day Road, and if you look back here, you'll about the fourth page of photos, you'll see several photos of Sam Day. There's 4 photos, 2 pages of photos. The first page is you see the spalls on that column. It's one of those that it does catch drift habitually, but it appears that at some point in time there may have been a fire. That heat, when there's a fire next to concrete, the heat causes the steel to expand more than the concrete. Well, the concrete will pop off. It'll expand and it'll pop that concrete off. And that's what you're getting. And then the subsequent drift on there just causes more wear and around that exposed reinforcing. So you see the pictures of exposed reinforcing there on those columns. The other part on that particular bridge, and again, Devin and I have had discussions on this, is the deck on this bridge. Sam Day Bridge has a pretty significant grade on the deck. It's a continuous concrete girder bridge. Actually, the construction is one of the types that we've had the least amount of problems with. This bridge, though, in 3 areas in particular, is showing some signs of deterioration on the deck. And that is at the north end, the north abutment, at the first interior bend and the second interior bend. Over those, you're seeing signs of the deterioration, potholes, spalls in the surface, the driving surface. The cause of that, and without getting into too much detail, is the bending of the bridge as it's loaded. As the load goes across the bridge over those interior bends, tends to bend down. It goes into negative moment, which causes the driving surface, the cracks in the driving surface, to open up. If you've got de-icing chemicals on that driving surface, if you've got moisture, de-icing chemicals, they go down. If they get around the steel, the reinforcing in the deck causes corrosion. Water will corrode. Water with salt will corrode faster. Okay? So it gets down around that steel, causes it to corrode. When it corrodes, it expands, pops the concrete off. It's what you're seeing here. There are means of going in and making repairs. The deck is not in bad shape. There are means of making repairs, but they're not cheap. That's the unfortunate part. MoDOT has had a number of bridges with similar situations, not uncommon. one of the methods we've used is to come in and do a what's called a hydro demolition and a dense concrete overlay. That's one of the options that's available. It's preferred to do it on bridges that are still in good shape. This bridge is still in good shape. Don't let it get in bad shape before you do something. You don't want to lose and have to redo the deck. Okay, these are with concrete girders, it's hard to redo the deck on these. So,
it sounds like the sooner that it's done, the less expense. It sounds like the sooner that it's done, the less expense, because where it's broke, and say if we had to go through another winter and we use salt or something on it and it gets in there, it's going to cause more deterioration.
It's going to continue to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're at that point where this deck has a lot of shallow delaminations, shallow little spalls. I haven't been able to go out and measure the depth of steel. Typically what happens is during construction, and this bridge is, because of the grade, is more difficult to construct. It's more difficult to pour the deck on these just because of that grade. But during construction, the cover over the steel may be a little less than preferred. The thickness of the concrete may be a little less than preferred. So when it does begin to crack, water gets down in more quickly. There are means of rehabilitating this deck. Unfortunately, they're not cheap. So it's not something you just jump out and, say, we're going to do this year. But it's something that I think the county needs to look into. And that's why I put it out here. I'd hate for you to lose a full investment. I think this bridge is still a really good bridge. It's a major crossing, so you hate to lose what you have invested. So let's see the next one. This 161-0079, Pro Tem Cedar Creek over Shoal Creek. This bridge is it's an old structure. It's an old low water crossing that you built a bridge on top of. It's still got the two pipes from the old low water crossing are in there. There's also evidence of water running under the old low water crossing, which presents a problem in the future as far as scour and failure of the bottom slab. Again, there's pictures in there of this structure. excuse me. So it has this bridge is just one of those that has problems and needs to be looked at in the future as a replacement. You've got it's essentially a raised low water crossing, but you've got deterioration of the top slab. You've got cracks in the top slab. You have undermining of the original low water crossing, which is the foundation for this bridge. You have water flowing through. You have, undermining of the approaches. So there are a number of things that are showing up. In the southeast corner, you actually have a section of the original slab that is broken, and I have a feeling that's a point where water is starting to run under. Right. That's on the upstream side, so water is starting to run under. But again, it's something that the county needs to put on their radar as a possible replacement option in the future. It would be extremely difficult to repair. I don't know if that's even repair is possible or realistic. This last one, 0710002, Caney Creek Road over Caney Creek. This is one. I'm not, I, I, it, when this bridge was built, it was designed with concrete double T girders. And if you're not familiar with the double T girder, which I give no reason to be, these are basically girders that have, it looks like two T's joined together. Okay? They're a common occurrence, and for a while they were a very common and used regularly. Typically they were used, you set the girder in place, you put up a side form, you pour concrete, you put reinforcing, you pour concrete wearing surface over, and they're a great bridge. They're a great bridge. There's a number of them out there in many areas, including MoDOT, and we've had good luck with them. Very few issues. In this particular instance, they were designed to drive right on the top flange of the girder. That top flange was thickened and reinforced as you were driving right on the top flange. So because of that, it becomes more critical. You don't have a continuous wearing surface. You don't have a means of shedding some of that surface moisture. So you start seeing leakage through those joints. There's joints between the girders, and you see pictures of that, of the deck on this. As a result of the leakage of the water leaking through, and especially, I'm going to say especially, given the continued or increased usage of de-icing chemicals, you're starting to see signs of saturation, as you can see on some of the, on a couple of the pictures back here. You're also starting to see some other damage to the substructure. On that last picture, that spall that you see on that substructure is probably this big, 2 inches deep, maybe a little deeper in spots. It's right underneath one of the joints. Okay, water's leaking between that, down that, through that joint, down, and running down the face of that abutment, or not abutment, that interior wall, that interior vent. And it is causing deterioration. It's gotten into the steel. It's now causing the steel to corrode. Okay? So, again, that's an example of secondary problems created by that water coming through. This particular bridge has had a number of repairs made to the bottom of the stems on these girders. Deterioration, I think the county forces have gone in and repaired a number of those, done a great job. It's going to require some more here in the future. Right now, they're in pretty good shape. But again, it's one of these structures that it needs to have some work done to it. It's spelled, I think I've got it, it's listed in the work items. And Devin and I have talked, and Denzel and I have talked on that particular bridge. So, then the last item on there, what is the last item? I always forget. Structures under construction or with future projects. And the only one you've got right now, you have a BRO up on Reno Springs. There are, you know, that one there you've got on there. If you look at the back of this packet or in this packet, I think towards the back of your packet, you'll see a list of bridges that qualify for federal funding. I believe there's a list there of about six structures. Get mine away. So you do have some other. You have your list of bridges that qualify for federal funding, and there are several in there. Basically, that's where we stand on inspection. Overall, Taney County does an exceptional job. You guys are building some great bridges. The work that I've seen, I really have been impressed with. The work up on Old Cheese Plant, very good work. Very good. Your crews did a great job. I think that will. I'm hoping Mother Nature doesn't have something else in mind. But given everything that was done and given what you started with really great job. And I think